Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus. I'm so glad you were able to join me today, and I pray as we spend these next few minutes together that you'll be blessed by the Spirit of the Lord. I've been stirred by a message God has placed on my heart because I believe those that the Lord is going to have listen are needing to hear this word. This is a word I needed to hear right from the pages of God's holy word. And we need to have our faith stirred. We need to be encouraged and uplifted in the Lord. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. And it's my earnest and fervent prayer that regardless of what season you may be in your life right now, that you will be able to trust the Lord with all of your heart. Sometimes we go through some very difficult times. Sometimes it seems like the heavens are brass, that prayer is not being answered, that it seems everything is falling apart and you don't have answers, you don't have understanding. And sometimes we may not have answers this side of heaven, but one thing is for certain, regardless of what may be going on in your life right now, the Lord wants you to trust Him. And you see, sometimes answers to prayer are delayed. My husband, Brother Glass, always used to say, God always answers prayer. Sometimes He says yes, sometimes He says no, and sometimes not now. So God always answers prayer. And you know, one of the reasons we can trust Him so earnestly, so completely, is because His love is perfect. His agape love is extended to you, beloved brother and sister, just as if you were the only person on the face of the earth. And He desires what is going to be ultimately the very best for you. You know, we're sure so short-sighted. We've got limited vision, limited understanding, limited wisdom. But in Him are hid all the wealth of unsearchable riches of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We're dealing with the God of the universe. He knows so much more than we can even begin to imagine. And so we can trust Him with our lives once we've committed our lives into His hand as recognizing Him as a Savior as well as Lord. And so, beloved, I'm just sharing this with you so you can be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. And there's just a couple of scriptures I'd like to share before I go into the message, which I've entitled, Only Believe, and Thou Shalt See the Glory of God. There's a time in our Christian life, sometimes it seems like we're not really making much progress, we're not going very far, we just seem to be at an impasse. And beloved, when times like that happen, not only do we have to trust the Lord, but we have to ask the Lord to search our hearts if there's anything we're doing to prevent or to inhibit forward progress, because our Christian life is a walk of continuing change and progression. We are being changed from glory to glory. Isn't that what the scriptures say? And so God is in the process of enlarging us, increasing our capacity to receive from Him, to increase our capacity to understand the Word of God, to apply it in our lives, the revelation that comes by and through the Spirit of God. That's what we have to look to the Lord for. Our place, our responsibility is to be yielded and submitted to Him and walk before Him with a humble heart. And if we're willing to do that and be willing to obey, then He's got the responsibility to enlarge our place of habitation. Let me share these couple scriptures with you. It's Psalm 119:32. I will run in the way of Thy commandments when Thou shalt enlarge my heart. That is almost a prayer, saying, Lord, I will not only obey you, I will not only walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, being led by you, but Lord, I will have the enthusiasm, the encouragement, I will have the excitement to run. You know, run implies a lot more energy than just walking or strolling, does it not? Well, that's what the psalmist said, I will run in the way of thy commandments, Lord. But Lord, I'm looking to you to enlarge my heart, to give me that anointing which destroys the yoke, to give me that sense of vision and purpose. Lord, your word says we're seated in heavenly places. Lord, give me that spiritual vision and understanding and insight that I can look at the events of my life knowing that you are in control, even when things look out of control. And thank you, Lord, because you are enlarging my heart. Praise God. That's my prayer for you, beloved brother and sister. And then another beautiful passage found in Isaiah 54 and 2, where the prophet Isaiah says, Enlarge the place of thy tent, spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. In other words, we have to be purposive. We have to understand there's more to God that we're experiencing right now. Beloved, I want to share with you, I've walked with the Lord for many decades, but there's so much more I need to know. There's so much revelation I need to receive. There's so much I need to experience in God. I sometimes feel like, I tell the Lord, I feel like a toddler, like a child before him, because I've learned some lessons, but there's so much more. We'll never exhaust the riches of the limitless experience and vast expanse there is in our mighty God. And so the Lord is telling us today, enlarge the place of your tent. Don't be concerned. Lengthen thy cords. Do what's ever necessary. Strengthen your stakes. Don't let the winds of opposition blow them up and to cause them to be uprooted. And that the third verse goes on to speak of increase, to break forth on the right and the left. Your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Desolate cities will be inhabited. It talks about increase, and that is what God wants to do. And as I share a very familiar passage of scripture found in the 11th chapter of John, I want to ask you to use your imagination. It's so beneficial to us to try to imagine when the Bible authors are speaking of, for example, circumstances in Jesus' life or, say, the life of a prophet, that try to imagine if you were there. And I believe this is a powerful message for us today. There's been so many prophetic words and the Word of God that speaks of a great end-time revival as Jesus gets close to returning. And there have been many messages that today we stand at the verge of that. Well, beloved, I don't know about you, but are you hungry to see the supernatural power of God manifested in your life? Oh, we hear wonderful reports of how God is moving miraculously in other nations of the world. Even as you're listening to this broadcast, there's an incredible outpouring of God's Spirit in many places. But what about here in America? What about in your town? What about where you live? What about your life? Don't you long to see God's mighty power? You read about it in the Word of God, but Lord, what is it going to take? Well, let's look at Scripture, and I'd like to share with you a very familiar account. Toward the end of Jesus' life, one of his greatest miracles, where Lazarus was raised from the dead. And I just want to read some passages of that 11th chapter, which describe events that occurred in the life of some very beloved disciples, some friends of Jesus. They were very close to Jesus. He would spend a lot of time in Bethany. He loved Lazarus. He loved Mary and Martha. Of course, we know Jesus loved everybody, but the scripture makes a point of that special relationship that they possessed. And so let me start reading now just a few chapters, starting in chapter 11, and of course I use the King James Version. Starting in verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. In other words, Jesus was speaking of himself. He is the Son of God. He also referred to himself as the Son of Man. He was both very God and very man, that he might receive honor because of this sickness that was afflicting Lazarus. Now it goes on to say, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he saith to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. And his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Well, that might seem a rather strange answer, but Jesus was saying, you know, when we're walking in, and he always did this, he walked in the Father's will. He didn't do anything that the Father didn't say or command him to do. And if you're walking in the Father's will, you don't have to be afraid. Even though they were seeking to stone him, he knew that his time was not yet, and he could walk in the assurance that he was going to complete the task that was before him, which was to minister in the situation with Lazarus. And then in verse 11, he says, These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might awake him out of sleep. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to continue and pick up right here tomorrow at this point in time and at this right place. So thank you so much for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. I love to minister personal letters of correspondence, even as I love to do these broadcasts. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.